Introduction to Romans chapters 9 through 11. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Before beginning our study of Romans chapter 9, I will give a brief introduction to chapters 9 through 11. Let's first review the message of chapters 1 through 8. We explained from Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, that the theme of Romans is the righteousness of God that is by faith, as revealed in the gospel. People who are righteous live by faith. We saw in Romans chapters 1 through 3 that human beings are unrighteous. Chapters 3, 21 through chapter 5 explain that we receive God's gift of righteousness by faith. Romans chapters 6 through 8 teach that we walk in righteousness by faith. We have been made one with Christ and are free from the power of the sin nature through the Holy Spirit, who lives in us by trusting Him. This is what it means to live by faith. We see in chapters 12 through 14 that we practice righteousness in our daily lives by faith. However, in chapters 9 through 11, Paul discusses Israel. The first church in Jerusalem was made up entirely of Jews. The book of Acts tells the story of how the gospel spread cross-culturally among non-Jewish peoples. Believers were first called Christians in Antioch, which included some Jews, but primarily Gentiles. As explained in the introduction to Romans, the church in Rome also had some Jews, but was made up mostly of non-Jews. As followers of Jesus, they wondered how to relate to Jewish people and Jewish culture. Jewish believers also had many questions about their newfound faith in Jesus and how it would impact their nation. Although Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles, he was very concerned about his nation. Some Jews believed in Jesus, however, most of them did not accept the salvation offered to them in Christ. This was indeed difficult to understand, even for Paul. Paul chose to bless Israel and to bless all peoples through them. Of course, this was ultimately fulfilled through Jesus. But how could the nation of Israel, which had so much revelation and promises of his blessing, almost completely reject Jesus, their Messiah? What happened? Paul wrestles with these questions in Romans chapters 9 through 11. Romans 9 through 11 can be summarized as follows. The Gentiles became righteous by faith, but Israel did not. Israel pursued righteousness through the law, but did not attain it because they pursued it through their own works, rather than by faith. The Gentiles received God's righteousness by faith because they believed in Jesus. I would like to explain a few guidelines and personal opinions about this study. Romans chapters 9 through 11 have been hotly debated and have been the focus of huge theological divisions among believers, often resulting in broken relationships and many hurt feelings. Let me give a snapshot of these controversies. Some Bible teachers and theologians strongly believe that the nation of Israel remains a part of God's plan for this world. Many believe that the reestablishment of the nation of Israel in the promised land is evidence that these chapters and various other prophetic passages are being fulfilled in the world today. Other good scholars and theologians disagree. They argue that prophetic passages about Israel were fulfilled during the periods in which they were written. Some believe that God rejected the physical nation of Israel and that they have been replaced by the church, through which God will accomplish his purposes in the world. Actually, theologians with this viewpoint would doubtless explain this in a much clearer and more understandable way. Another major area of conflict and disagreement and division concerns the doctrine of election. The Bible talks a lot about election, but again, there are varying interpretations. Calvinists are very precise in their understanding of election. They teach very strongly that for grace to be grace, our election cannot have anything to do with what we do to earn it, which is true. Teachers and scholars with other viewpoints argue that God elected or chose us before the foundation of the world, but we also have free will and must choose to believe in and follow Jesus. I will not go into these arguments in depth, but will reveal what I think. However, this is my main point here. First, we should be humble and respect people who love and follow Christ, even if their theology differs from ours. In the humility of Christ, we should listen, learn from, and love others with whom we disagree. Second, if people believe in Jesus and love him, we must embrace them as our brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't think Jesus is happy when we fight and criticize others, even over doctrines that indeed are very important. May we proceed in the study of these chapters in all that we do in the humility and love of Christ as we seek God's wisdom, God's truth, and God's love.